Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Peace on Earth. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What does peace mean? Is it a personal euphoria? Is it the cessation of armed conflict? Is it a movement? Perhaps the best way to describe peace is the way it's supposed to be. Peacetime, as opposed to wartime, is when the economy is good, schools are open, we feel relatively safe, and we have a certain level of prosperity. The way it is supposed to be. But peace was also a person, the Prince of Peace. So when the angels sang their Christmas song over Bethlehem, they proclaimed peace on earth, quite literally. The Prince of Peace was born. True peace is found in the Prince of Peace. It is one thing to attain success in business. It is quite another to know where you are going for all eternity. It is one thing to reach your earthly goals. It is quite another to be promised an eternal inheritance. It is one thing to teach your students how to read. It is quite another to teach them about Christ. No matter how big the 401k or how many awards are won, there is always one nagging question. What about after this life? The Prince of Peace answers the biggest question. He takes care of the most daunting problem. Only from there can there be true peace here on earth. First, there is peace between you and God. You no longer need to worry about your standing before the judge. Christ has paid the price for your sins, and his righteousness covers your unrighteousness. Second, you have internal peace. You know that all will be right for all eternity. How much easier is it, then, to tackle today's problem with that security? Finally, you have heaven. In heaven there is true peace. That is, the way it was always supposed to be. No war, no sickness, no frustration, and no trouble. All this comes about because of him, the true Prince of Peace. So we celebrate his birth with the angels and sing, Peace on Earth, literally, in the person of Jesus Christ and in our hearts right now. We pray. Prince of Peace, continue to bring your peace of forgiveness to earth so that we may live joy-filled lives and spread the Christmas message of peace on earth to the ends of the earth. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.